Hi, this is Jen Rubin, and this is Jen Rubin's Green Room. It's election day. We made it. We survived. We survived the terrible coverage. We survived the polling. We survived all of the disinformation, and we are here. So if by some chance you have not voted, get yourself to the polls. And if you can think of anybody who might not vote or who hasn't voted early, get them to the polls right now. This is the last thing you can possibly do. So, where are we? Well, I remain where I have been for the past few months, and more so over the last couple of weeks, which is optimistic. And let me explain why. Kamala Harris has all of the energy, all of the excitement, all of the volunteers on her side. And what we are seeing in the early voting returns is evidence of that enthusiasm. We're seeing a disproportionate number of women. Hello, these are the so-called Dobbs voters. We are seeing older women surge for Democrats. We're seeing a lot of young people. And what we are not seeing is any surge of Republicans and, in particular, young white males. Why is that? Because, frankly, the Republicans promised something that they are not delivering on. They said they were going to push people towards early voting. If you remember in 2020, Donald Trump convinced his people not to vote early because it was all a sham or it was a lie or it was fixed or some such nonsense. So this time, Republicans were actually telling people to vote early. And there is a mild uptick in Republican early voting, but not very much. And you are not seeing some stray category of young males that he has been reaching out to. What you're seeing is the backlash to Donald Trump. You're seeing the women. You're seeing the number of Democrats soar. You're seeing the African-American numbers. Now, early voting, of course, does not determine results, but it is a predictor. And the other thing that you are seeing is slowly, slowly, all of these pollsters are creeping back because they have been using models that frankly do not capture the electorate that will turn out and is turning out to vote. Let me explain. When you use what they call a likely voter frame, one of the things you ask, and in fact, the most important thing is, did you vote in the last election? If you didn't, you don't get into the likely voter screen. Well, guess what? Kamala Harris is turning out a lot of first-time voters. After the Dobbs decision, and then after she became the nominee, women and young people started registering in disproportionately large numbers. She is capturing those people, and those people are pumped up to vote. That's a long way of saying that the pollsters haven't really figured out who's going to vote. This is true every year, and this is why polling is a bit of a scam. Even if they sample as carefully as they can, they still have to weight the returns. In other words, they have to figure out what the electorate is going to look like. And the deep, dark secret of polling is they've got no idea. And they really have no idea when you have a candidate like Kamala Harris, who is driving such enthusiasm, who is pulling in new voters. And so she is, at least in the early voting, not only outperforming past returns, but she's outperforming the Democratic percentage of the vote. So what does that mean? That means that some of those early Republican voters are voting for her. That's right. The Liz Cheneys, the Barbara Comstocks, the Republicans, in particular Republican women, do appear to be shifting. And one remarkable figure that we did see from one of the Marist polls was that Trump only has 89% of the Republican votes. That sounds like a lot, but that's actually terrible. A candidate usually has 92, 93, 94, 95% of his own party. And if he is losing 11% of his vote to the Democrats, that's a disaster. So there are lots of little indications of where they are. And there is something called momentum in politics. And what we've seen over the last week or so, ever since that debacle at Madison Square Gardens, is Trump just spinning out of control, more rambling, more incoherent. His crowds are quiet and small, and there are empty seats at each one of these things. I know it drives him crazy, but it's true. People are leaving early. People are not showing up. And on the other hand, you have these enormous, super enthusiastic turnouts for Harris. Now, it is true, rallies and crowd size do not necessarily determine outcome. But again, it's indicative of the level of enthusiasm. And that's why gradually, you see Democrats who are close to the campaign, in the campaign, begin to feel a sigh of relief. They begin to feel like they've got this. Now, if people don't show up today, they're not going to win, obviously. But they've done everything they needed to do up to this point. And from the early voting, they have an excellent shot to win this. So, what's going to happen tonight? Three things I want you to pay attention to. First, look for the North Carolina returns. The polls there close at 7 p.m. Eastern time. If it appears that it's either very, very close, or even better, if they call it for Kamala Harris relatively early in the evening, she has got this in the bag. It's not because North Carolina is going to determine the race. It's because if she wins North Carolina, she's going to win the other key states. This is one of the hardest ones. The North Carolina voters did not select Joe Biden last time. And if she wins, it is indicative of the fact that she is persuading Republicans, she is motivating African-American voters. So look for North Carolina. The other state you should look for is Georgia. Again, if it's very close, or if she is leading then, I think it's going to be a very good night. Now, Georgia promises that, unlike last year, they will be able to count votes quicker than they did last time. We will see. But once again, if we have results that look great or even very close in North Carolina and Georgia tonight, you can breathe a sigh of relief. Now, I want you to be prepared for one more thing. Right around 10 o'clock, Donald Trump is going to declare victory. He will not have returns to justify that. And he may, in fact, have lost a couple states. It doesn't matter, because this is what he did in 2016. This is what he does in 2020. And he will do it again. He is an inveterate liar. We know that. There will be no evidence to justify him calling the race for himself. And in fact, every indication may be that Kamala Harris is poised for a victory. But he does this because this is part of his scheme, his scam, to discredit the results and to try to claw back to steal the election. So mark my words, 10 o'clock, you can set your clock by it. He is going to declare victory. And the response, I hope, from the mainstream media will be, this is nonsense. He's a liar. There's no basis for this. The race has not been called. The race is still to be determined. That's the responsible thing to do. Now, will the media do that? Your guess is as good as mine. After all, they have spent the entire election bending over backwards for this guy, normalizing him, downplaying the insanity. But we will see. I am cautiously optimistic that when he calls the race for himself, they will at least have the good graces to say, we don't have a race that has been called yet. At the very least. Now, it could be even more stark than that, as I say. If they have called certain states for Harris, they might even go so far as to say that's now statistically impossible or highly unlikely. But really, what we need them to do is make clear Trump is lying again. Now, his supporters are going to believe him. We know that. These are the same people who marched on the Capitol. These are the same people who continued to deny that he lost the election last time. What we need to do is make sure everybody else, and elected officials and local officials, everybody who is ultimately going to play a part in the counting and the certification, to understand that this is a big lie. And once we do that, there will still be lots and lots of litigation. Trump has filed over 200 cases already. He is still trying to change rules. He's still trying to make sure certain votes aren't counted. He's still trying to claim that illegal immigrants are voting. None of that is valid. And he has been thrown out of court again, again, and again. But he will try it nevertheless. So what does this all mean? It means take a deep breath. Go do something else today if you've already voted and gotten everyone else to vote. Read a book, listen to some music, go do some gardening, whatever you want to do. When the polls close, take a look at the two states I mentioned, North Carolina and Georgia. Brace yourself for the Trump victory announcement and be patient. The votes will get counted. All the votes will get counted. And when we are done, I am confident, nauseously confident, as they say, queasily confident, that Kamala Harris will be the president-elect. So there you have it. Keep the faith, keep calm, and we'll talk to you later today and see what's going on. If you like this program, you like our other programs, please tell your friends. They can listen, subscribe, follow us, wherever they get their podcasts. Bye-bye.